This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Valentine's Day, my little sweeties.
Hooray!
Today, I'm like, I was putting my stuff up. Okay, where's my button? Okay.
I already got my first Valentine's today.
What'd you get?
I got a bouquet of roses.
Oh, from Human.
Human.
Oh, wow.
Well, that makes me a little jealous, Human.
Don't be. I'll bring you something Sunday.
Oh, you will?
Well, why not, right? I got you the Samoas the other day. You're welcome.
That's right.
Thank you.
Those are all gone.
Thank God they're all gone.
When that little girl cornered me outside of yoga and said, "You gonna give us money for?" I was like, "All right, how much?"
How much is a
box? You gotta pay cash, by the way. They don't take credit cards. Those little girls.
Is that what you were saying?
People
Vinny?
Were saying that some do take credit cards.
Oh,
I guess
that particular girl.
Is.
She just didn't have the little square on her phone.
No, she didn't want to pay the extra $10 bucks.
Well. It's a big day for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's hear the story.
What story?
You know
She's
the story.
We're going to hear it today at the Secret Show.
Right,
Secret
but we show. Get teased today, right now.
You want to blow your load right now?
It's only 5:45 in the morning, Vinny. I mean,
I haven't even
let's get tantric with
teaser.
This thing.
Yeah, I want to hear the teaser. Of course I do.
I gave you a teaser yesterday. What was that?
It was about the
3 and 24.
Yeah, 3 and 24 is what I said.
About number 3 and 24. Is it about the third guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't ask me any questions.
Well, I mean, we can. You can.
I'll just ignore you guys.
Okay.
I'll leave the room.
All right.
What can I tell you?
Because sometimes we can read the answer on your face.
Yeah. Sometimes if we don't talk, you still keep talking.
That is a good trick, you know? Just in general. It's like a therapist trick. They just don't talk, and then you just have to fill
blah,
the silence.
Blah, blah.
I know.
Well, I'm not an uncomfortable talker. Like, I'm really good with silence. Silence is golden for me.
I think it just sort of depends on what the conversation is, because sometimes...
Yeah,
like your stress level goes up because of a conversation, then you can't really help yourself.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes I crack up and then I keep telling you guys more because it gets funnier. But that's not the messed up part.
That's not even the messed up part.
This story has so many. Well, that's not even the part. Hilarious. Every time you turn a corner, I'm like, oh, that was bad too. Oh, that was a bad decision.
Well, in
Wait,
for a penny.
Are we talking about all your stories
no.
right now? This story.
This particular story.
Okay,
well, most
story.
Of my stories are bad. Otherwise, right. why would they be stories, right? You think I have any good stories? I don't remember those ones. Just
well,
the bad ones.
It's going to be great. It's going to be super.
Let me,
oh,
let
so
me
much
ask you
happening
a question.
Today. Go ahead.
When you were younger... I know that Tony was, your dad, was a very big influence in your life. And clearly, like, did what he could to put you on the right path to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of times during these ratchet days when you were making these decisions when you could hear Tony saying, "That's not it," and then you just went and did that anyway?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But the thing I could, the common denominator of all these stories and every possible bad behavior I ever had was because of a boy. I mean, my decision to do something because I liked a boy.
Yeah.
And every time I was in trouble was because I liked some stupid boy.
Yeah. Vinny's was always because he liked some stupid beer.
Booze.
Yours are boys.
It's so funny how that took priority. There were so many times in my life where some girl was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'd be like, "Oh, hey." go. Like, no, totally aloof to.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm busy over here.
I have way better things to do. What? I look back and just go, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
I totally can see certain moments in my life where all I had to do was say.
I could have made that happen.
I could have made that happen.
She wanted.
And I just was like,
I'm busy.
Yeah, way more important things to do.
Yeah.
Way
got
more.
I've got my other girlfriend. I love you.
Pathetic.
So today.
Wait, we didn't get the hint.
She says she hasn't thought it up yet.
Oh.
She'll think it up.
All right.
Rudy's going to do 10 minutes.
Hit me up later, Vinny.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's very top of mind, you said.
Okay. I was hoping you guys forgot.
Rudy's going to do 10 minutes of comedy to get the crowd warmed up.
Yeah.
We have a poem from our resident beat poet.
Right.
Vonda Wizard is going to be, he's come up with a beauty poem for Valentine's Day. Hooman, of course, will be playing the role of Hoopra.
Thank you so much.
Phil Donahue.
We have, I don't know, maybe like 8 door prizes for people.
Did the Fairmont kick down some rooms and stuff? Nice.
Some rooms, so like a 2-night stay, a couple 1-night stays, brunches, lunches,
we heard
dinners.
From people that they're staying at the, they stayed last night at the Fairmont.
Oh, I saw that text, right? Was it a text?
I think so.
They'll be right there. Yeah.
Because they were coming in from pretty far away, so they went down there yesterday, spent the night.
If you're going to the Secret Show today, you have tickets, you won your tickets. There may or may not be parking at the Fairmont. It's pretty booked up with the people that have rooms there. But there are several several garages. Sarah gives me that look and I go, you guys are cool. I got you. But there's several lots and garages right around that are actually less expensive.
Okay.
So look around, you know, around the block. There's a few. There's that. And
usually
then,
parking's pretty easy in San Jose.
In San Jose, so much easier than San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else was I going to say about that? Get there. Doors are going to open at 11. Food will start to be served. The bar will open at 11. Bring cash.
Yeah, for the bar.
For the bar.
But there is plenty of going to be food and you have a little lunch.
And the room that we're going to be, the banquet room, is on the first floor. It's right at the tour. If you walk in the entrance, it's to the left. It's right there. You can't miss it. Where the main bar is, it's right there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's ground floor.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm so excited. I really do feel, I mean, I know I said it earlier this week, but I feel like all my efforts are like pinpointed on today.
Sure.
Like getting everything settled at the house. Like I have all these things I normally do on Wednesday that I got done yesterday.
And we'll be sending our intern Jen, ex-intern Jen, and probably current intern Soleil.
Dirty Bird?
Uh-huh.
Not Soleil. Yeah, Jen Soleil's is dirty. Nice Soleil's girl. A nice girl. Jen, not she is a bad girl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll be sending them around having people do questions. So if you have a question you wanted to ask anybody on the show, including Rudy, if you have questions, you make sure you fill out a little piece of paper and Hooman will go through and pick out the best ones, right, Hooman?
You got it.
How do you judge?
Yeah, which ones you gonna
do? Well, he skips all the ones for him, so there's the first criteria.
Oh.
There's one for me, skip.
Unless it's what I want to answer.
Right. Sure.
Unless it's something interesting.
How did you get so classy? Well, let's see.
Oh. Let me think back. We're going to need a little history here first.
I prayed on it for a while. God came to me and said.
Yeah, it's weird that there's never any olive questions.
Right.
Yeah, things like that. Maybe people should, if they have a Hooman question, they should just give it to Jen.
And then we'll just put it. No, she's in love with Hooman. Don't give it to Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to Soleil or give it to me personally.
There you go.
And I'll put them aside. Yeah, yes. I'll put them aside. Right, Hooman?
Hooman.
Oh, boy, we lost him.
Did we just lose him already? Don't worry, Hooman.
He's just messing around.
He's fine. Yeah, it's going to be a super fun day. I'm very excited about it. And Big Brother's on tonight.
I watched some of the, what is it called? After Dark?
Oh, you did. You're in.
You are in. Not on purpose.
No, you're in. If you're watching the Pop TV Big Brother After Dark. Well, I wouldn't even know where Pop is. Really? Where's Pop?
Well,
you know where that channel is?
I had went to sleep early and then I woke up at 10.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't. Oh. I have been awake since 10 o'clock. So there I am flipping through the... I know. So I'm flipping through the channels and it's two from my Bravo. I found it just by accident. And I'm like, oh, Big Brother. So I was watching them. And again, that sound really kills me. They're whispering.
Right.
And there's five conversations going on at one time. And the camera's trying to catch it all. And it's just... I'm just like, what's happening here?
Pop TV is just kind of like a live stream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they're showing someone asleep. And I wanted to go and check out the list because I forgot who's on there now. It seemed like it was green coloring, but it was someone sleeping because it was dark.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out who the heck that person was.
Those night shots are funky.
Yeah. There's only nine people left.
I know, but I don't even have a full list of who it is. But.
Was it funny that they were sleeping?
No, I just couldn't understand why they kept flipping back to this person. The person wasn't doing anything but sleeping.
Oh, well, maybe someone was having a conversation about them.
Oh.
Because sometimes they do that as someone's having a conversation about some other person in the house.
They kept saying she. So maybe that's what it was. But I didn't know who they were talking about.
Probably
they
didn't say Shannon. Name. Shannon's a big
that's
deal.
Who it was.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're
going to
try and
her.
Get her out.
She's been fingered as the number one, right?
Well, she's really good in the competition. She won the first couple of them, and she's just a good player. She's a super fan of the game. She knows what's going on. She has all these little things figured out, and she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So they want her out.
They're all just up drinking.
Yeah, that's
eating Doritos.
One thing about this season, they're definitely letting it flow. I was reading something about other seasons of it. They would limit the amount of liquor that was available just overall. Everybody could have a drink, but I think they limited each day's consumption to two bottles for however many people were in there, two bottles of wine and like a 12-pack of beer, and that was it. So no one could get hammered.
Unless they hit it hard.
Unless
early.
One person grabbed the wine and hit it. Right.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Some people are dedicated, Vinny.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. But it's just free flowing in that they've got a, bar room.
They've got to make a show in short time.
Right.
I mean, they do.
That's one of the problems with this show is the 2-week.
I know.
Expiration.
Mm-hmm. And I guess they were in for a few days before the whole thing started. But anyway, it's there it is. So, what's everybody got planned for Valentine's Day, Vinny?
Well, I have no plans, to be totally honest with
you. Oh, really?
I will probably try to pick up some flowers on the way home.
Ooh, hopefully they're not too costly.
Well,
I've been trying to remind you about ProFlowers all week.
I know that you have. I'm well aware that that's not the right thing to say into a microphone, but I haven't had time. Like, last night, we left... My kid is super into reading, which is my favorite.
That's so great.
It's the best thing that between reading and love of music, those are the two things that I really want to pass on to her. Probably more stuff, but those two things come to mind.
Well, they bring so much joy.
Absolutely. So she wanted a book, and I'm like, let's go to the bookstore. So the Santa Cruz bookstore.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's funny that there's no...
I think we talked about it one time before.
Yeah, we did. And it's
on that what's that main street called again?
Pacific. There's no Barnes & Noble. There's no... Those guys are gone.
Mm. Yep.
Actually, all the bookstores are gone. Like, this is the one independent that's still there. So we went there.
Good thing.
As we get in the car, I'm pulling out and I go, oh, my wallet. And the missus goes, I've got mine. Okay.
But did you have your license with you?
No. So we cruise along.
Okay.
All right. So we get to the bookstore. We spend, how long do you spend in a bookstore? This is now 6:30 at night.
30 or 40 minutes.
Last night.
Yeah. Yeah, an hour at the most.
Yeah.
We get all the stuff and she gets a book. She wanted the missus wanted a book about how to help our daughter be nicer and more polite.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing little acting out in places where, it's time to handle that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good for you.
Yeah, you got to set her straight.
Yeah, I mean, I know the beatings would commence at my house when I grew up. That's where that crap starts, right there. You said what?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we do all that. We get all this stuff. It's 7 at night. We get to the counter, and she pulls into her purse and goes, I forgot my wallet. And
I'm just like, no!
Dude, I said while we were in the car, I would have to... What? She goes, I thought it was... I didn't... So we had to go back home. And then I thought, we could just skip, right? But then we... All that to be empty-handed, so we went back.
Mm-hmm. Did you leave your pile of books all ready to go right there?
Yeah, but then back. So,
oh man, it was still open? What time does it close?
They close at 10.
Oh, oh, wow.
But so it was one of those... What started out as a little like, hey, let's go do this thing real quick. First of all, you don't get through a bookstore quickly.
And you can't do anything quickly with a kid.
On top of that, it's by the time I got home, it was like 8 o'clock. And I was all right, well, I'm going to go to bed.
If I was you, I would have been like, let's go home and get your wallet, and then you come back here and buy these books with the kid. I'm going to bed.
You're on your own, lady.
Well, I think she would have just not gone back. But I wanted, that's why we went.
Right. Yeah.
She's trying to get that book. I want that kid to read and love it.
And she will. How can she not, you know?
Well, sure. I know plenty of people who are all, I don't read.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do. But, you know, you're definitely an influence. I mean, even, it's so funny because even I hear that she's, you know, loud and she, you know, has all these things. I'm like, well, how can she not?
She's clearly, obnoxious.
She clearly gets her genes from somewhere. I'm not saying she's obnoxious. You know, she just sounds like a little kid who...
Well, it sounds like she is with her little potty mouth, right?
We're working
her
on
attitude.
Some things.
I think attitude.
She's a good kid, but she's definitely got some things that are... She's got opinions, man.
Well, a punk.
I want that in a kid. Opinions are fine, but here's what we're doing.
Well, and I'm not trying to say that by any stretch I want her to, you know, not have those, but she needs to be a little cooler about her delivery, especially to adults.
Right.
For sure.
She needs to be respectful, and that's all. That's your job, you know? That's your role in the raising of another human being.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the new age ways to get things done, so her mom's working
well,
on
that. Well, that's great. The new age way is you buy a book, you read the book, and you follow the directions in the book. If only there was a user's
manual. What the book said.
Right. I know.
God. If only the kid knew how to follow that.
There's a big section, you know, in bookstores that don't exist anymore of just like self-help stuff, you know? Look, I want to be a better person, or I want to raise a better kid, or I want to make more money, or whatever it is. Life for dummies. It's all there for you.
Oh, Vinny, 925 says Vinny needs iPay on his phone. You don't have the Apple Pay?
You know what we
you
found
forgot
our,
about
no,
that?
No. We sat there. First we go that we don't have the wallet. Oh, crap. Great. And then I'm like, do you have? And then we're at it's a private bookstore. So it's not.
Right.
So they go, we think we have it. And they got one of those little, it wasn't a station.
Right.
It was one of those little sort of purchasable. Anyway, we held the phone over the thing for, you know, to the people in line's dismay for 5 minutes before we went, you know, we're just going to go home and get it. We'll be back. Hold those.
You know, even when they have the Apple Pay, there's places that I've used it where it's kind of unreliable. And luckily, yesterday I went to the supermarket. I had to pick some stuff up and I had my phone. Luckily, I had my wallet with me because I get through the whole line and it's a super long line and I'm there. I finally get my crap through and I go to pay with my phone and then I go to pay with my phone again. Then I'm like, hey, why isn't this? I mean, it says Apple Pay right on. I've done it a million times at this store. No, just not working. I'm like, thank God I have my wallet with me.
Well, that was us
and
yesterday.
It was random.
And it was holding the phone this way, this way. Trip, flip it over. Take the case off. Flip it over. Flip it up. Flip it. And we look back at the line, we're like, oh,
sorry.
Right. We're done.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and move on from this.
We get it.
Because
we're those people.
It is convenient and to have it. But, you know, the whole point is that maybe you wouldn't need to have your wallet with you if you're out walking and you stop somewhere. And it needs to be reliable.
Right.
No me gusta. What's Hooman's plan on for Valentine's? Is he still in here?
He just did it. He got Yuzette roses.
That's it? Yeah, that's your whole plan? What are you doing for your mommy?
Well, we usually spend Saturdays together, so we'll go for a walk and I'll bring her something.
Wonderful. Is that your plan, like do a weekend Valentine's dinner, or you got a babysitter coming?
Yeah, I really don't have a bit. What about you, Sarah?
No, zero
yeah,
plans.
I mean, I don't have a big plan. Yeah.
My plan is my brother's coming in tonight.
I feel like we just had some guests over for a birthday event.
Yeah.
So that has it covered.
I don't know that it has it covered, but I feel like I've got a thing today, and then there's some stuff. Sandy comes in tomorrow.
Oh, we both have family
And then
this
we've
week.
Got a Hawaii trip this coming. I mean, I'm feeling pretty tapped out. Like, I'm good.
Is Sandy who's going to take care of your cat while you're in Hawaii? Is Sandy staying?
Yeah.
Nice. The whole week? That's great. That's great. Makes it easy.
That's why she's coming.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
She's coming to stay alone at your house. Does she love the new house?
Yeah. No, the house is great. No, she's not staying alone. She's staying with my kid. Why are you making a face?
Oh, they're going to Hawaii.
I was even thinking about that yesterday. Maybe when I was laying in bed, I was thinking about you and your family and going to Hawaii. I thought.
Mind blown.
At first I thought, oh my goodness, Isla's going to be wearing her little bathing suits. And then I hope she's going to be good in the flight. Oh my gosh, she's going to have so much fun in the water.
Oh,
I just assumed
God.
That you guys
100%
were
going to Alani
her.
Or something.
No.
Oh boy. Is this
no,
a
you
honeymoon?
Know what? We had that. No, it's not.
Really?
We had that booked one time, and then some stuff with my negotiations went down.
Right.
And I had to cancel my trip to Alani, and we've never been able to sort of put that back together. It still grinds me.
Well, I'm sure they'd love to have you guys. Down. Maybe another time.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. This is... I have to think on this for a while.
You don't.
It's very no, I do. That's very exciting, Vinny.
I think it's great. You guys will have
it's wonderful.
To reconnect and hang out and be buddies again.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you mean?
I don't know. We'll see.
You sound like your father. That means it's not going
to
happen.
It's trippy to go do something without your kid.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's trippy.
You know what you're going to talk about the whole time?
The kid.
It's trippy.
Be on the phone FaceTiming. How's the kid? Is she like, oh, fine. Nona
well,
will be
we're
here.
Not getting into that right now. I think she'll be fine with it because she loves her Nona. And you know, she'll be good.
No biggie.
That'd be great.
Wow.
When
That's
we said Nona
shell.
Was coming, she goes, oh, Nona's such a good cook.
Oh Is that what she said?
That's so funny.
Meaning you guys suck.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You come back, your kids, you know, she's fattened her up for the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. All right, it's 6:06. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Valentine's Day. Feel the love.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.